Well, if you've been reading the story of your life, you have discovered by now that there's more than one chapter. Maybe you've never thought about it like that, but your life's journey is comprised of many chapters. The first chapter, you were conceived. And maybe those 9 months in the womb were rocky on the outside, but you were in a safe place. And then another chapter came and you were born. What a surprise. What a transition from the safety and the warmth and the comfort of a dark womb into this bright, loud, challenging world. Welcome. And then there was another chapter. You met somebody, probably your mom, maybe your dad. Maybe there was granny there. Then maybe there was an old man called grandpa that looked at you and said, "He looks just like me." Exactly. No hair, no teeth. Just looks just like me. And your life began to unfold day after day. The chapters came. Maybe you were the firstborn, maybe you were the lastborn. There was a chapter. You went to school one day, another chapter. Maybe you were bullied, maybe you were the bully. There was a chapter. You made good grades one year, you didn't make such good grades the next year, a different chapter. One day, you met him or you met her and you got married, another chapter. One day, maybe it didn't go so well and she left or he left, another chapter. Many chapters in your life. And if we had time today to sit down and hear everybody's story, and telling your story and hearing somebody else's story is very important to the journey. You need to tell your story. It's important. If you're not plugged into a life group where you can connect with other people and tell your story and hear their story, you need to do that. It's very important to connect with people. We need each other. I need you in my life. You need me in your life. We need each other. And as we say around here so often, we are better together. But you need to tell your story. Somebody needs to hear your story. How you broke free. How you broke out. How you overcame challenges and battles and storms. How you celebrated when you were on the mountain. How you responded with humility rather than pride when blessings and success came to you. But everybody has a story. And you are in another chapter. The page has just been turned. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it interesting how just one day on the calendar can help change everybody's mindset, or almost everybody. Some people, no matter what happens, they won't change. It was just another day, January 1, 2018. It was just another night of sleep and a day. But for some people, for some of us, it was a reset. It was a transition. There was a moment that, because we realized it was a new year, we had a shift in our mind, which consequently allowed us to shift some things that needed to be shifted, to make some changes that needed to change. I know the world is, you know, we hear it over and over, set your New Year's resolution. Write it down. Make a New Year's resolution. And a lot of people do, and they don't follow through. I understand that. But the Bible teaches us, it is biblical, it is scriptural, to set goals and to write them down. Habakkuk tells us, write your vision and make it plain on tablets. So it's very important. If you have not written your goals for 2018 and for 2020 and 25 and 30 and 40, if you haven't written short-term goals, medium and long-term goals, do it this year. Do it this week. Do it today before you have to go back to work tomorrow. Write them down. You say, why should I write them down? Something supernatural happens when you write them down. Talk to the experts and they will tell you that when you write your goals down, it's different than just having one. When you write them down, something happens in your spirit. When you write it down yourself and you see it on paper or on your computer screen, something resonates in your spirit. And your subconscious man, or should I say your spirit, the real you, begins to work even when you're asleep and behind the scenes to bring to pass that goal, that vision, that plan, that purpose that you wrote down. So write it down and review it often. Don't just write it down and forget about it, but write it down and review it often. Now, here at Metro Tab, as we step into the new year, we always encourage you to do several things. Involved in the reset is make a commitment to read the Bible through in 2018. We have Bible guides available. They're available on the app, and there are many other sources available to you on the internet to read your Bible through this year. So let me challenge you, let me encourage you, let me exhort you, let me ask you, let me beg you to get into the Word of God and read it every day and make a commitment to read it through this year. You'll be different when you end this year and when you cross the threshold into next year if you will do that. Another thing that we do is we begin the year typically with a fast for 21 days. And 21 days is the fast that Daniel did, and I won't preach the whole message about a Daniel fast, but you can study it and we have things available for you. But a Daniel fast is 21 days of no meats, no sweets, and no bread. So if you've never fasted before, that's a good place to start because you still eat every day. You just don't eat meats and sweets and bread. Somebody's preaching for me over there. I don't know what they're saying. Yeah, you do get to eat something. And God will help you and He will bless you. You just eat fruits and vegetables. You eat healthy. Imagine eating healthy. Imagine that. Imagine what it could do for your body. Of course, most of your bodies would go into shock. No chocolate cake, no ice cream. How can I survive? And by the way, I did gain the typical 8 pounds that the average American gains during the holidays. So a Daniel fast, it's not a diet. But it is a way to get your body aligned and begin to eat healthy and push the plate back and do some things that you've not done for a while. It's a good way to start the new year. So we recommend a threefold cord that can't be broken. It's not easily broken, of praying, fasting, and giving. Combine those three. Be a tither, be a giver. Fast 21 days at least in the Daniel fast. Now I know some people, they fast different things. Some of you fast vacuum cleaners, I understand. You don't vacuum for 21 days. Others fast coffee. Others fast the internet. Some fast social media. Some drive fast. And there are different kinds of fast that you can do. But a Daniel fast is a good way to begin. So let me encourage you to do that and understand that it's a great way to start another chapter. Now, when I was a kid, I read a lot of books. I still read a lot of books. But when I was a kid, I loved to read. I was always doing the library club thing in the summer and seeing how many books that I could read. And I had this habit when I started to read a good book that I would flip over to the last. After I'd read a few chapters and it got interesting, I would go to the last chapter. And I'd read, sometimes I'd read the last page. Sometimes I'd read the whole last chapter. Because I wanted to know how it was going to turn out. And then I'd go back and finish the book. And you said, well, didn't that spoil it? No, it just gave me insight. And guess what? I have gone ahead and read the last page of the Bible. I've read the last chapter. I've read the last book of the Bible. And guess what? We win. That's the bottom line. We win. Everything is going to be all right. It ends well. But there are some chapters in between. And there will be some valleys, some low places. There will be some mountains, some high places. There will be some mountains that get in your way. There will be some storms that will come. These are all things that happen in the next chapter. So here we are in 2018, and our theme for this year is you. You. Whoever you are, you. You were born to soar. You were born to do more than you've ever imagined. You have more purpose than you think you have. You are greater than you think you are. You are better than you think you are. You have more gifts than you know that you have. As a matter of fact, most of us in this room are living way beneath our potential. Now, I know some people are satisfied to never stretch, to never push, to never be uncomfortable, to never get out of their comfort zone, to never do anything that they don't want to do or don't feel like doing. Just go through life, just go through the motions, get by the best way you can. Just exist, but that's not what you were born for. So you have a choice as you turn the page to this new chapter. Keep doing what you were doing. And you can expect change, but it won't change much if you don't change what you're doing. You can just keep doing what you were doing, or you can make a commitment today. At the first Sunday of 2018, this year, to do some things different. To make, grab the chair right now. Just grab it next to where you're sitting. Just grab it. I don't want it to run out from under you when I say this. But just grab it. Hold on it. You can make a commitment today to make some changes in your life. So you can be a better you. So you can ensure that you will make it to heaven one day. And you will not only make it, but you will take as many people with you as you possibly can. There it is. A blank page. Your life. 2018. There it is, a brand new chapter, a brand new page, a blank page, so you can write the chapter of your life. What are you going to do with that blank page? What will you do with 2018? What will you do with the first week, the first month, the first 3 months, the first quarter? What will you do the first 6 months? What will you do the third quarter? How will you end the fourth quarter of 2018? You can blame everybody else. If it doesn't go the way you want it to go. Or you can man it up. You can suck it up, Buttercup. You can change your attitude, change your strategy, find a mentor, get in the Word of God, determine to do whatever it takes to make this chapter the best chapter that you've ever written in your life. But your attitude has much to do with it. Look at your neighbor and say, attitude. Look back at him and say, perspective. Reminds me of the story of the two twin brothers. One was an optimist. One was a pessimist. You met those brothers, didn't you? They wanted a pony for Christmas. That's all they talked about. We want a pony. We want a pony. We're going to get a pony. We want a pony for Christmas. Christmas Day came. The little pessimist brother came out of the bedroom, looked around, didn't see a pony. He said, I knew we wouldn't get a pony. We never get anything we want. I never get anything I want. I've asked for a pony. I wanted a pony. I needed a pony. I believed for a pony. I prayed for a pony. I expected a pony, but no pony. That figures. That's the way my life goes. But the other brother came out. He was an optimist. He said, I'm looking for a pony. I know there's a pony here somewhere. I know we're going to get a pony. He came outside with the other brother. He heard the other brother as they came in out of the bedroom and into the house. They looked through the house. And finally, they went out on the back porch and looked in the backyard. And the pessimist brother said, there's no pony out here. I've already looked. All there is a pile of manure. The little optimist brother, he looked. He didn't see a pony, but he went and he jumped right in the middle of that pile of manure. He jumped in it. He dove in head first. He started throwing manure in the air going, whoopee, 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 yay! With this much manure, I know there's a pony here somewhere. Your attitude, your perspective will determine how this chapter, this blank page, unfolds for you. So here's what I want to do. I want to give you just a few things quickly. Some instruction, some direction, some guidance on how you can make this the greatest chapter you've ever had. Are you ready for that? We're going to move quickly. Number one, get past your past. Make up your mind to get past your past. You say, but I've had a great past. Everything's been good. I lived on the mountaintop. I've got millions of dollars in the bank. I have plenty of friends. Everything goes my way. Don't get addicted to your past, whether it's good or bad, because it is the past. So get past your past. You have a new chance, a new day, a new opportunity, a new page. The future is before you, even if everything has been great. This year will be greater than last year. Get past your past. Other people, maybe the past wasn't so great. Maybe you had struggles. Maybe you had doubts and fears. Maybe you had failures. Maybe you had broken marriage. Maybe you had bankruptcy. Maybe you spent some time in jail. Maybe you felt like you walked through hell. But here's the good news. The past is behind you. It has nothing to do with today and your future. It has nothing to do with the next chapter. It's the past. And the Bible tells us so. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, if anyone, is that you? Are you anyone? Are you somebody? Are you anybody? Are you one person on the planet? If you are, if anyone who is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is, it's what? It's what? It's what? Say it out loud. What? It's gone. Good or bad? The past, the old, it is gone. And guess what? The new page, the new chapter, the new day, the new season, the new opportunity, it is here. It is now. Here. For you. Regardless of how you feel. Emotions are crazy things. You can be up one day and down the next. You can be up one moment and down the next. Your emotions play tricks on you. And a lot of times we base life on how we feel. Get past your feelings. Stand on the word, the truth. The old is gone, the new is here. Get that in your spirit. Let it resonate in your spirit right now that this is new. This is a new day, a new season, a new chapter, a new page, a new opportunity for you. Get past your past. And then get ready for surprises. There may be manure in your backyard, but there has to be a pony there somewhere. So get ready for surprises. Surprises are going to come. They're going to happen. Josiah, our grandson, he will come in and he'll go, "A prize!" He wants to surprise us. And he'll go, "A prize!" And I don't know if he is just saying surprise like a prize, or if he's saying, "Give me a prize!" I think he's ahead of us. But get ready. 2018, you're going to have some surprises. Maybe some prizes too. But in 2018, get ready. Expect surprises. Expect something new. Expect something different. Expect some blessings. Expect some wonderful things. Expect some new relationships. Expect some financial blessings and increase. Expect some things. There will be some surprises that are coming your way in 2018. Isaiah 43 puts it like this. "I'm about to do something new," God says. See, "I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." That would be a surprise. And that's what God says about you. That's what God says about your life, your family, your job, your business, your relationships. He will do something new. Get ready for some surprises. And then get back to the basics. You know, with all the new technology and the direction the world is going, and so many things are different and so many things have changed, sometimes it's good just to get back to the basics. Remember where you came from. Remember what the Bible says. Remember the truths that are found on the page of the Bible, every page of the Bible. And get back to the basics. There's not a better place to get back to the basics than to go back to the first chapter, to the first book in Genesis 1, where God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and then let mankind have dominion." Everybody say dominion. Over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing on the earth. So God created man in his own image, male and female. And then he said, "Be fruitful." and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion. In other words, take authority. I'm giving you authority. Now take authority and subdue the devil, and subdue doubt, and subdue fear, and subdue poverty, and subdue sickness and disease. Subdue it, because you have the authority to do that. You have the dominion to do that. Get back to the basics. Rekindle in your spirit what the Word of God says and what God says about you. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, He knows the thoughts that He is thinking toward you, thoughts of a future and a hope. Not for evil, but for a future, for hope, for an expected end. So God is thinking about you. Get back to the basics. Get back to faith. Get back to salvation and faith and Holy Spirit baptism. Get back to living righteous and holy. Get back to living the truth and speaking the truth. Get back to treating people right. Get back to loving people and honoring people. Get back to the basics that we read in the Bible. And then get ready to learn. I decided a long time ago in my life that I was going to be a learner. I don't know everything. As a matter of fact, I have forgotten a lot of things that I learned. I need to refresh on some of those things. What better way to do that than to read the Bible? But I decided I would always be a learner and always learn new things. And of course, somebody says, well, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And I always say, you can if the old dog wants to learn new tricks. And it's true. You can. But you have to be a learner. You have to be willing to learn. You have to be a sponge. You have to be an open page. You have to decide, I don't want to be like I am anymore. Now, if you're happy where you are, if you are satisfied, help yourself. But for me, I want more of God. I want more relationships. I want more of the blessings of God. I want to help more people. I want to make a difference in more people's lives. You know, there are really two things that most people want of every culture, every race, of all mankind. There are two things. Number one, we want to be loved and accepted, appreciated. We want somebody to recognize who we are and love us, value us. And number two, we want to make a difference and do something bigger than us. That's what most people on planet Earth have always wanted and want. One of the best ways to do that is to be a learner. And just to decide, I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn something new in 2018. I'm going to learn somebody's name that sits across the aisle from me that I've been nodding at and saying hey to for a long time. I'm going to learn their name. I'm going to learn something different, something new. It doesn't have to be great. You don't have to learn a new language. You don't have to learn to fly an airplane. Just learn something new this year. Make a commitment. If you want to grow in wisdom, spend time with the wise. Walk with the wicked and you will eventually become just like them. Choose your friends carefully. So get ready in 2018 to learn. You have a brand new chapter. What could you learn? What have you always wanted to learn? What have you always wanted to do that you never did? For whatever reason, you got sidetracked. You got off track. But you still would like to do it. It's still down in your spirit. It still resonates when you talk about it or think about it. Or you read about somebody else doing what you were supposed to be doing. It's not too late. As long as there is breath in your body, it's not too late. When I was in college, we had a lady that came and started teaching English. And at that time, she was in her late 60s. She had been on the mission field with her husband for many, many years. And she didn't have the opportunity to finish her schooling and finish her degrees and get her doctorate and teach like she had always wanted to do. So after 40 years and after they retired from being on the mission field and living around the world, she came back, went back to school, finished school, came to the university, started teaching English. In a few years, she was the head of the department. She received her doctorate degree and taught into her 80s because that's what she wanted to do, and she was a learner. You can learn. Hang around with wise people. Spend time with the wise, and you'll grow in wisdom. I need to warn you, though, there will be some storms in 2018. I'm sorry. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there will be some storms. So be ready. Don't just go blindly into the new year thinking that because there are going to be surprises and because you're going to learn and grow and because there are going to be other things that happen, you have great expectations. Don't go so blindly that you're not aware and prepared and ready for the storm. You know, it's been cold outside this week, baby. And when you go outside in this kind of weather, when it's in the teens or in single digits and the wind chill is around zero or below, you don't go outside in your bathing suit and your flip-flops because you won't last out there very long. You go prepared. You put on several layers. The longer you're going to be out there, the more layers you put on. You prepare. You put on several layers. You put on a coat. You put on a heavy coat. You put on a hat. You put on gloves. You put on several pairs of socks. You prepare yourself because it's different. Well, life is no different. There are going to be storms this year. It's a fact of life. Job said, "All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." It's going to happen. Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble, Job said. So it's going to happen. So get ready for the storm. Prepare yourself. Have what you need when the storm comes. Not if it comes, but when it comes. Because storms will come. 2 Timothy 3 verse 10 through 17 says this: "You've been a part of my teaching, my manner of life, direction, faith, steadiness, love, patient troubles, and sufferings. And you also well know that God rescued me." Anyone who wants to live all out for Christ is in for a lot of trouble. Look at your neighbor and say, "Be ready." Anyone who wants to live all out for Christ is in for a lot of trouble. There's no getting around it. There may be some unscrupulous con men that will continue to exploit the faith. They're as deceived as the people that they lead astray. As long as they are out there, things can only get worse. That's not what you wanted to hear today about the new year. I know. But I'm trying to prepare you that storms are going to come. So he said, when these things begin to happen, don't let it faze you. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Don't be fazed." Don't let it faze you. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it hinder you. Don't let it rattle you. Don't let it get you off course or off track. Storms will come. Every part of Scripture, however, is God-breathed, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. And through God's word, we are put together and shaped up for the task that God has for us. So if you are prepared when the storms come, you will be ready. Batten down the hatches, put on your rain clothes, put on your clothes for the snowstorm or whatever you're facing. Get ready, but you will get through the storm because, as I say, storms don't last forever. Storms are only temporary detours trying to get you off your destiny. It's only a detour. Storms don't last forever. You are going through the storm, baby. You're going to make it. Thank you for your pitiful applause. That was pitiful. Another chapter. Another warning. Get prepared for a spiritual attack. Now, some of the storms we face, we bring them on ourselves. They're our fault. We want to blame everybody else, but it's our fault. We do some dumb things. We make some mistakes. And when we do, sometimes we're the one, there's always a consequence to our choices, our decisions, our words, right? So some things we bring on ourselves. But there's another kind of storm that comes. It's a spiritual attack. So be prepared. Get ready. That in this chapter, you may find yourself facing a spiritual attack. It could happen. As a matter of fact, in 1 Peter chapter 5, he says, keep a cool head, stay alert, because the devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you taking a nap, sleeping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into these difficult or hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So, keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. Storms don't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for you in Christ Jesus, will have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word. God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for helping us. You can know that storms will come, but storms will go. Spiritual attacks will come, but God's got you. He's got you. So rest. Be prepared, but rest. Sleep. Read your Bible. Spend time in prayer. Worship Him. Get prepared for the attack. And get ready to overcome the impossible. That's what people of faith do, right? We are water walkers, right? Turn to your neighbor and say, step out on the water, baby. You are a water walker. Tell them, make that declaration. You are a water walker. So get ready to overcome the impossible. Get ready to see miracles take place. In Mark 10, but Jesus looked at them and said, with men, you're right, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. With God, everything is possible. Whatever you believe, it's possible. If you can believe it, the Bible says life and death is in the power of your tongue. So begin to declare it, begin to speak it, begin to believe it, and watch what God will do in your life, in your family, in your business, in your church. Watch what God will do. Overcome. Get ready to overcome the impossible and get in position to live in the abundance of God. God's got great plans for you. He has great provision for you. So we have to get in position and stay in position. John 10 says the thief, he has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal. He wants to slaughter. He wants to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you everything in abundance. Get that in your spirit. Jesus said, I have come to give you everything in abundance. Plenty. Overflowing. You say, well, I'm waiting. I'm ready. I'm a tither. I'm prepared. Well, then this is your year. This year, harvest is coming like never before. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in the last days, He's got storehouses laid up for us. We're going to receive things. We're going to reap harvests that we did not sow. The blessings of God are coming in the last days, and the people of God are the recipients of those blessings. We will receive what He has. He said, I've come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect, life in its fullness until you overflow. Wow. Blessings of God. Get committed. This is where your will, your heart, your spirit has to make a change. It's a new year. Make a fresh commitment. It's a new year. Pray a new prayer of dedication. This is your part. All the other up to this point, you know, I'm going to get ready. I know there's storms coming. I'm getting rid of my past. I know it's behind me. But now God says, get committed. You make a commitment. Scripture, please. Romans 8. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and the love of Christ? Christ's love for us, there is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in the scripture. None of this phases us because Jesus loves us. And I am absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. Wow. Isn't that powerful? And then I love this one. In this new chapter, I want to tell you, get this one. If you don't get any of the others, if you'll get this one, your life will be different in 2018. I became a praiser many, many years ago. I became a worshiper. I learned early on in my life and in my ministry that praise was the key to my victory. It was the key to my success. It was the key to getting through the storms. It was the key. As a matter of fact, let me put it like this. It is the password. You know, there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be closed doors. If you have a computer or an iPhone or an iPad, you have to have a password to get into some things. Some things you may not have the password on, but most things that are important, especially you have a password. And in life, we run into doors and gates and things that are closed, but simply all we need is the password. If you have the password, you get through the gate. If you have the password, you get through the portal. If you have the password, you get through whatever it is you're facing. And praise is that password. Can I show you? In Psalm 100, a familiar psalm, lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Do it in your spirit. Lift up a shout. As you serve Him, make up your mind. Have the attitude that you will be glad and worship Him no matter what. Sing your way into His presence with joy. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God, for He is our Creator and we belong to Him. Now watch this. You can pass through His open gates with the password of praise. The password of praise. When you are facing a battle and it seems the door is closed, if you have the password, the doors will open and you will pass through the open gate because you have the password called praise. When you are facing a gate of sickness and disease and the doctor has given you the bad report and he says, I don't know, I can't do anything, you're going to die. Just begin to praise Him and watch the gate open and walk through the password. Walk through with the password of praise. When a relationship is broken and you are hurting and you are disappointed and you don't know if it can ever be restored, you don't know if you can get through that storm and that gate that is closed, just begin to walk through with the password of praise. As you walk through the password, the gates will open. When you're facing bankruptcy, when you don't have enough money at the end of the month, when the bills are due and you've been laid off and you find yourself getting behind, and the gate is closed, the door is closed, and everything in humanity and everything in the natural says you have no access. You've filled up your credit cards. You've borrowed from everybody that you can borrow, and you can't go one more step. When you find yourself at that gate, just begin to use the password. Just begin to bless him and use the password of praise. Begin to praise him and begin to thank him. Don't worry about the storm. Don't worry about the battle. Don't worry about what's going on, because it's not your battle. The battle is the Lord's. The victory is yours, but you need to use the password. You have to have the password. And when you begin to use the password, the door's going to start to open and you can walk through to a new season, to a new chapter, because it is a new chapter. Hallelujah. You've got to learn to use the password. Some people have forgotten the password. Some people, you gave the password to somebody else to keep for you. You need to go back and get the password. You need to say, this password is going to open the doors for me. I'm going to walk through in faith. I've got the password. Don't lose the password. The password is praise. The password is hallelujah. The password is thank you, Jesus. The password is glory to my God. The password is I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. I've got the password. When you poured into your children and you poured into your babies and you taught them right, but somewhere they got off track and they started going in another direction, and now they won't listen to you. They've turned their deaf ear to you and they won't hear what you have to say. Just say, oh, I forgot. I've got the password. The password to restore that relationship. The password to open the gate so I can get to them. The password that binds us back together. It's praise. Lord, I praise you. I put them in your hands. They're your babies more than they are my babies. I give them to you, Lord. And the password of praise opens the door, connects you to them, restores broken relationships, and brings them back home. Come on, somebody. You've got to have the password. If I could preach right now, I would say passwords are important. The password of praise is significant. It's important in your life. Get connected in praise in 2018. Don't forget the password. Don't lose the password. Don't let the devil try to change the password on you. Don't let him try to tell you it's something else. See, we try all these other things, but the password is praise. The password that opens the gates, it's praise. When Job was going through his storms, he said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to praise him. I'm going to serve him. Even though I've lost everything, even though I lost 10 children in a day, even though I lost all my wealth and all my finances, even though the devil attacked my body and I'm sick, and these boils are infected in my body, and I'm having to scrape them with pieces of pottery. He said, though he slay me, yet I've still got the password. The password is praise. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You can pass through open gates. The gates will open. Gates that were closed. Gates that were locked. Gates that were 1,000 feet high and 1,000 feet wide. When you have the password, they open. So, come bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name, his wonderful name. He's so loving, it will amaze you. He is so kind, it will astound you. And he is famous for his faithfulness toward everybody. Everyone knows that our God is can be trusted. People will let you down. Family will let you down. Even church people will let you down. But God, everybody knows that God can be trusted, and He is famous for His faithfulness toward all of us. And He keeps His promises to every generation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Use the password right now. Just use the password. Thank you, Lord. Just bless Him. Tell Him you love Him. Just say, Lord, I love You. That's the password. Lord, I'm here to worship You. That's the password. Lord, You are King over all. That's the password. Lord, there's nobody like You. That's another password. See, there are many passwords in the repertoire of praise. Some passwords can be sung. Rob's got some passwords that he can sing. Didn't you love the new song that he completed, that Jaron started? It's going to get better. It's going to get better. Lord, I thank You and I praise You that 2018 is going to be better. I'm stepping through the open gate of better. I'm stepping through the open gate of it's going to be greater. It's going to be better. It's going to be optimal. He keeps His promises. He can be trusted. Hallelujah. So are you ready for another chapter? You were born to soar. I didn't say to be sore. I said you were born to soar, to fly, to rise above stuff and the muck and the junk. And the higher you go, the smaller stuff on earth gets. The higher you get, the smaller your storm looks. If you ever looked at a satellite image from space, you can't even see the houses. They're just, all you can see is lights, and He is light. I challenge you to look at a satellite image. Go on the internet and look at a satellite image from space. Look at your house. Type in your address and look at your house from space. If there's been storms going on in your house from space, you sure can't see it. It's a little thing. Whatever storm you're facing, for God, it's a little thing. Even big things from that satellite image look like ants. Little bitty things. Insignificant. When you have the password, you can rise higher. The password opens the gate. If you need to get on an airplane just to go higher, the password opens the gates for you to go to a higher place. Another chapter. So pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, I'm trusting You. I'm praising You for a new year. I'm going to make a declaration that I was born to soar. Rita, come help me. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to make a declaration. We have prepared a declaration from the Word of God for all of us, that in 2018 we are going to soar.
Just say this with me. Is that the first slide, Veronica? Okay, just say this out loud. Let's say this all together. We're going to declare this over our lives. I was born to soar. But those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. You will make your prayer to him, and he will hear you. And you will pay your vows. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. I am thankful for past blessings, victories, and favor. But today I declare I was born to soar. My past hurts, disappointments, and failures do not have the power to abort my destiny. So I declare I was born to soar. The Word of God teaches that to whom much is given, much is required. Therefore, I commit myself to integrity and godly character so I can boldly declare I was born to soar. God ordained the family and created the home to be a sanctuary. So I choose to drop the past baggage and embrace a new beginning, declaring I was born to soar. Jesus Christ, the great physician, took stripes for my healing, so I would have the right to walk in divine health. Therefore, I speak healing over my life and my family and boldly declare I was born to soar. I position myself as a recipient of financial blessings and increase through my obedience to tithe and sow offerings into the kingdom of God. And I boldly declare an open heaven which guarantees I was born to soar. Spiritual growth and insight into the Word of God will increase my capacity to be used in the kingdom of God. Therefore, I submit myself to the authority of God and spiritual leadership and declare I was born to soar. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, and it will require an increase in my faith to experience life more abundantly. So I put my trust in God and speak increase to my faith, declaring I was born to soar. Isaiah 4:6 states, and there will be a tabernacle for shade in the daytime from the heat, for a place of refuge and for a shelter from storm and rain. Metro is my tabernacle, and I speak release to the people that will be impacted by this ministry and boldly declare I was born to soar. 2018 has been ordained by God, and I now embrace my purpose. I was born to soar. Hallelujah.